has been saved for 10 years and has been married for 5.5 years to the newly appointed Pastor Colin, hallelujah, and is the overseer of Community Change Program. So can we welcome up Sister Natasha?
Thank you. Thanks, Ryan. Hi. it seems like ages since I've spoken, probably over a year now. So it's quite nervy when you've not spoken for some time and then you're asked and you're like, okay, yeah, I'll do it. I'll be obedient. So I just want to thank God for just bringing me here because, you know, I was out there doing my own thing for so long and I thank God that he saved me. And I thank God that he's doing things in my life. And I just want to thank Pastor Paul, Sister Vicky and the leadership team for allowing me to speak. And I just want to thank my husband, even though he's not here. But, you know, he's a real rock to me and he's my covering. And, you know, I love him dearly. So I'm going to share today, but I just want to do a word of prayer and then we'll go into it. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity that you have given me to just share your word this evening. Father, I just pray that you will just prepare every heart and mind. Father, I just speak to every spirit in this place, and I just pray that it will be open to receive what you want to plant. Father, I pray that your word will go forth and it will fall upon good ground, Lord, that it will bear fruit in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you will empty me of myself so that I will be a vessel for your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. So the title of what I'm going to share today is Awakening the Sleeping Warriors. And when Sister Vicky spoke the first week, I was kind of sitting out there and she shared and she said something and it was like my spirit just caught onto it. And I thought, wow, what's that about? And she spoke, she mentioned about a slumber spirit and she didn't spend a lot of time kind of on it. She mentioned it and she moved on. But what happened was, I went home and I was like, something inside me was like, you need to look into this. Because I'm going to share a little bit about my testimony throughout this. And then when the women spoke the other Sunday, Sister Josephine mentioned about the sloth spirit. And again, she kind of mentioned it and moved on. And again, my spirit, and I was like, there's something in this. So I'd been asking the Lord, you know, what do you want me to speak about? And I'd kind of started preparing. And then Tanya got up and she shared all the stuff that I was kind of preparing. So I was like, oh, well, the Lord doesn't want me to speak about that then. And then when I was praying, I felt the Lord say, you need to speak about the slumber spirit. So I was like, right, okay. So I'm going to share with you what I found. So obviously over the last few weeks, we've been doing this discipleship. And we all know now that we're in a battle. And that battle is a battle for our mind, it's a battle for our soul, and it's a battle for our spirit. So when I went away and I looked into this slumber spirit, what I realized was for a long time, although I've been a Christian for 10 years, there was a period in my life where I was so dry inside and I couldn't pray. I was reading the words and it was just like reading words. And I was struggling to worship. And I was like, Lord, what is going on? You know, I couldn't understand what was going on. And through all of that period, you know, I said, Lord, I don't know what this is. I'm trying to press through and it's not happening. But I still love you and I'm still standing and believing in faith that you are real. Because, you know, when you go through those times, that's when the enemy starts to sow doubt. And he's like, well, is God real? You know, you've not heard from him for some time, you know. So actually, no, he's not real. So through that period, I just clung onto God. And I was like, Lord, just, you've got to bring me through this. You've got to bring me through this. And it was a few weeks ago. And, you know, and I've been pressing in and pressing in and pressing in. But as I started to research about this slumber spirit, what I realized was that this is something that is affecting a lot of people, not only in this church, but the church in general. So the church is in a state of slumber. And the slumber spirit has actually come upon some of the people. And what it does is it causes you to lose your passion. It causes your heart to become hardened. And when I was praying about it, the Lord gave me the parable of the 10 virgins, which is Matthew 25, verse 5. And I'm not going to go into it because of the time limitation. I'm not going to read it. But in that, Jesus says that the virgins slumbered. And when they awoke, only five of the virgins had been prepared and had oil. And the other five, their lamps were going out. So what this shows is they were not prepared for the bridegroom's return. Now, have you seen that video that they do from the women's conference? And Sister Julie, she's like, we're in an end time ministry. And you know what? We are. Time is running out. The bridegroom is going to be coming soon, and we have to be prepared. So what this spoke to me was that their lamps were going out. The anointing has gone. There's no joy. There's no faith. There's no confidence. We are spiritually empty inside, and there is no conviction of the Holy Spirit. And we are in the last days, and we have to get away from this. We have to come against that spirit. So when I looked into what is the slumber spirit, in Greek, slumber means to rest in a state of decreased consciousness, to be in a very light state of sleep, almost awake. So it's a condition in which the personal spirit, because do we all know that we're made up of soul and spirit? And our soul is like our characteristics, it's our ego, and then our spirit is, you know, the spirit within us, and that connects with the Holy Spirit. So when we accept the Holy Spirit, God comes in and he connects with our personal spirit. So this is a condition in which the personal spirit has not been fully awakened, so that there are certain facets of a person's life that simply lie dormant. They can be a believer, and yet there are areas in their life where there is unbelief, or there is a lack of emotion that can be present. For example, and I've had this in the past, you can be standing in the middle of church and the praise and worship's going on, but you just can't engage. You're just not feeling it. And sometimes I look around and I see people, and you know, they're just kind of sat there, and like they look like they're not engaging, they're not enjoying it. And I'm like, you know, the worship's amazing in this church. And I'm like, how can people not be getting involved and, you know, worshiping the Lord? And sometimes in the past, there's been instances where the Spirit of God has come, like on Sunday, when the Spirit of God came, you know, and there was prophecy and different things. And there's been times in the past when I've been so dry, and everyone else, you can just see them, they're down on their face, and you can see that they're feeling the presence of the Lord. And I'm like sat there and I'm like, Lord, I don't feel it. I don't understand. And I was like, but just help me to understand. Help me to push through this. So this slumber spirit, it's not for people who are out there in the world. I mean, there are people out there in the world that are sleeping because they don't even understand that there is a God. They don't believe it. You know, humanism, secularism, all those things are on the rise out there in the world. That's the battle that we face. The enemy has come and he has brought those things to sideline us. But I'm talking about Christians who were once on fire for God. They were full of love. They had joy. They had passion about Jesus. But what's happened is they're now drifting. It doesn't quite feel the same. They're a bit cold. They're going a bit cold. And they're feeling tired. Oh, I'm too tired to read my word tonight. How many of us, we've gone to read our word and suddenly you're like, do you know what I mean? They're too tired to pray. You know, some mornings I get up and I'm there praying and you're like, and I'm like, what is this? Where's the fire and the passion that I used to have when I was first a Christian? They're unable to engage in worship. They become inconsistent in ministry. Their faith becomes diminished and they become undisciplined. And people start to drop out. You know, you'll see them and they're on fire and suddenly you can see the fire starting to go out and then they're not at Bible study. They're not at prayer. And you're like, where's such and such? Oh, I've not seen her for weeks. If the enemy can get you to sleep or not care, you will not fight. You will not be able to stand and fight. So the enemy can only be effective in your life if you allow him. Because the Bible says that God has given us the weapons that we need to fight the enemy. But are we allowing the enemy to come in, or are we going to take the weapons that God has given us and stand and fight? So the evidence of the slumber spirit in Scripture, I'm just going to read through them if you want to note them down because of time, is Isaiah 56 verse 10. And then again in Ephesians 5, 13 to 14. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 4 to 8. Revelation 3 verse 2 to 3. And then in Romans 11 verse 8. It says, God has put them in a deep sleep. To this day, he has shut their eyes so they do not see and closed their ears so that they do not hear. And Romans 13:11 says, and do this, knowing the present time, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Church, it's time to wake up the sleeping virgins. We need a fresh encounter with God. Ephesians 5:14 says, awaken you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So there are four areas where the slumber spirit cannot operate. The first one is corporate worship. An awakened personal spirit will sense the presence of God. The second one is private devotion with God. An awakened spirit can be with God and feel his love. The third one is revelation from God. The awakened Christian will have spiritual dreams, they'll have visions, and they'll hear from the Lord. And the fourth one is maintaining your health. Awakened Christians can withstand sickness and recover quickly. And these are the areas that your spirit starts to slumber, these are the areas that you start to see people. You can see the decline. You know, they might be hit by health problems. You know, then they're not worshiping, then they're not at prayer. So this is when we have to kind of read those warning signs, and that's when we need to start getting alongside our sisters and saying, you know what, is everything okay? You know, how are you feeling? How is your spirit? We cannot be effective if we are sleeping. We need to hear the call to arms and prepare for the coming of the Lord, because it is coming soon. When we sleep, we are vulnerable. So we need to make sure that we are awakened. And we need to be aware of the enemy's strategies, and we need to be aware of our enemy. So how do we awaken the troops? So Micah 5 says, mobilize, marshal your troops. The enemy is laying siege to Jerusalem. So in the Bible, when I looked at this, the alarm was sounded by the blowing of a trumpet or a shofar to awaken the troops. And last week I was actually at a conference, and this organisation, they do an event called the Trumpet Call, and they're doing one in the summer. And when I was kind of obviously going through all this, and I felt the Lord say, you need to share this with them. And what the Lord showed me was, there is it's so strategic and key, because what these guys do, they actually blow a trumpet in the land. And it's what we need to awaken the church at this time. So I just want to give you some details of it. Does everyone know what a shofar is? There should be a picture of... So that's a shofar. So the shofar was a musical instrument which was made out of a ram's horn, and it was used for worship, but it was often used as an instrument for spiritual warfare, which obviously I didn't know that until I started looking into it. So when I started looking into kind of more detail, the first five books of the Bible for the Jews is called the Torah. And it says, when you go to war in your land against an adversary who is oppressing you, you are to sound an alarm with trumpets. Then you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. So that's in Numbers 10, verse 9. The shofar was used as to sound the alarm in the camp of Israel. In Hebrew, it's called the teruah, which is a shout or blast of war. And it's one of four different types of blasts. I mean, I was just going a bit deep now. So there's even different blasts that you can do on the shofar. But the one of them is called the teruah, and it is actually a blast of nine staccato blasts, which is to awaken your spirit. So I was like, wow, that's deep. You know, so that alarm call was not only to call to battle, it was actually to awaken the spirits of the warriors. So basically the teruah is both earthly, the sound is earthly and divine, because it comes from an animal, but it was the sound that was heard on Mount Sinai when Moses spoke to God. That's what they used to play. So music can be celebratory, but the sound of the shofar is more than just a sound of jubilation. It is the sound of the presence of God, and the sound we use to cry out to God when we need his intervention. And guys, when you look out there in the world, I think we need God's intervention. You know, when we see what's going on out there, when we see what's happening to our children, when we see what's happening in our communities, I think we need to ask God to intervene. So during a season of repentance called Teshuvah in Hebrew, basically there was a philosopher, and he writes that there is a hidden message we are supposed to infer by listening to the shofar. And it suggests, by saying, sleeping ones, awaken from your sleep. Slumbering ones, awaken from your slumber. Examine your deeds and remember your creator. And there's also scriptures in the New Testament and the Old Testament that also back that up. So if you've sat there and you've thought, you know what? Something's just resonated in my soul about that, in my spirit. Because that's what happened to me. I just want to, obviously, we're going to do a bit of an altar call. And I just, you know, hope that if you feel that that's something that the Lord is showing you, that you'll come out and, you know, we'll pray. But just how do we heal the slumber spirit? First of all, we have to recognize the problem. Because I was in that place of dryness and for a long time, and I didn't realize, and it was only until it was spoken that I was like, wow, that's what it is. We need to pray life into the affected areas. So if your prayer life is struggling, if your worship is struggling, that's where you need to speak life into those areas. And we need to pray daily, inviting the Lord to awaken our spirit. And each day we need to choose to speak out loud, Lord, I choose life daily. I'm not prepared to allow my spirit to slumber anymore. So I don't know whether that's spoken to anyone out there. I've been obedient to what the Lord has said. But what I want to do is, if we can all stand, and if the worship team can come back. So I've just got a short video, and the video is the sound of the shofar. So what I want to do is that's going to be played in a minute. And if it's spoken to you, and if you feel that there are areas in your life that are dry, if you feel that there are areas in your life that you need to have your spirit awakened, I just want you to come out after, as we do the altar call, and we'll pray. And just ask God to do what he needs to do.
Oh.